is the alternative media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the alternative media.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, June 18, 2016. Barron is back in the saddle again. I wanted to start off by saying a super special thanks of gratitude to Patrick Slattery. For once, it was my honor. It was my honor to pass this broadcast off to Patrick Slattery. To host while I was away. Okay, just touching base there with the board op. Working out a few glitches. Okay, so we're good. Okay, all right. First, I want to say I've been gone for 3 months. It is the longest I've been away from doing this broadcast since 2008, and I was so I was honored that Patrick Slattery would step in and host my broadcast, the Alternative Media. To me, that was an honor. For a person of that caliber, with that knowledge base, to be willing to step in and to tackle this job for 3 hours on Saturday night. And I owe Patrick a debt of gratitude, and we're going to be talking about maybe some things we can do together in the future. Where has Barron been for the last 3 months? I want to spend the... definitely the first hour explaining the situation that came about and what I was up to. And, you know, if you've listened to this broadcast, you know, I have always advocated we can't vote our way out of this. I still advocate that. But you know, there's only two ways out of this situation that, as far as I can see it. One is a political vote the bums out, a mass awakening, people putting the right people in office and changing things politically, which I don't foresee happening. Donald Trump, if it wasn't for Donald Trump right now at the moment, I would have zero hope for the United States of America or the world for that matter. Unless we know divine intervention, of course. But we do have Donald Trump. But what I wanted to share with you is, back in February, I had taken some classes, and I came home, and the news was on, local news, and they had redistricted the district in which I live, and they were going to hold a special congressional election here in North Carolina. Now, with that said, it took me a couple of days to investigate this thing to see what was actually going on and come to find out there was going to be no incumbent. The incumbent was not going to run in this new district. So we were going to have a newly drawn district that encompassed my home county, the county in which I've had a business, or I did have a business for over 20 years. And then a couple of other neighboring counties and a small district by most standards. There's going to be a special election, and this was all at the end of February with our primary being March 15th, where we went and voted, you know, for Ted Cruz or Donald Trump or whatever. So everybody goes out and votes March 15th. The Congress is on the ballot. My congresswoman presently is Virginia Fox, 5th District. So everybody goes out and votes, but the vote for Congress doesn't count. And no one knew that. No one, unless you were really studying and keeping up with this, knew when they voted for the primary, which had a great turnout, Donald Trump carried all these counties. There's going to be a special election June 7th just for Congress with no incumbent. So I knew that this was an opportunity for a regular guy, if he ever wanted to run for a seat that if you did win, you maybe, you know, had the possibility to affect change or at least be a Ron Paul type character. Which I would be much different than Ron Paul, trust me. But so I through much soul searching, talking to my wife, and I drove down to Raleigh, and I paid my $1,740, and I ran for Congress, along with 16 other people on the Republican ticket. 16 on the Republican ticket. Most of which, 5 were attorneys, most were career politicians, members of state house, members of state senate, county commissioners, blah, blah, blah. Only a couple that, you know, were not politicians of some sort. So what I'm going to share with you during this first hour, and this is not something, trust me, that I'm going to spend a lot of time harping on, but I got to pull right up to the front seat of, I got a front row seat for how the system really does work. And there was a lot of things that I did not know. You may know all of this, I don't know, but I did not know. I was completely unaware of really how this thing worked if you do this. And number one, when you ride down to, in my case, Raleigh, and you pay your in my case, it varies from state to state because my cousin actually ran for Congress in Florida. It was completely different several years ago. But when you run, they hand you a book, and it's a small book with the rules about campaign finance, and I'll get into that briefly here in a moment. But So when you leave there, you know, you're looking at this small book, you think, how big? Me and my wife, we literally filled a 4-foot by 8-foot table with the paperwork that we printed off, state and federal, to run for office, to run for Congress, for the House of Representatives. And, I started doing all the things that you would expect someone to do. That's, you know, a website. And the reason I quit doing my RBN broadcast was, one, I didn't want to tie it up on Saturday night. I could not be tied up on Saturday night. And two, I really just needed to focus on one thing at a time. And I really didn't see how doing this was going to help me in the short term, which was, this thing was quick. You know, this wasn't running for 6 months. This was going to have a super small voter turnout and possibly, you know, a chance for someone to win this with 2,000 or 3,000 votes, where normally, you know, it's in the hundreds of thousands of votes. I'll get to the numbers here, too. But I differentiated myself from my opponents, much like you would probably expect if Farron Shoaf ran for Congress. Because I went out and I talked about the Federal Reserve banking system and how evil it was. I quoted from the Declaration of Independence. I spoke about our European heritage and how it was being purposely destroyed. And I encourage, even if you think it's completely futile, as you certainly will when I get to the end of this story and how this turned out June 7th, I would still encourage a person to do it if you can, if you've got the time, if you've got the family support, which is a must, you must have. And here's why. One, I did not know. Now, again, maybe everybody knows this but me. But I did not know. First thing is, you get to go to all of the little GOP get-togethers in all the neighboring counties, and they'll sit there and let you give them a 3-minute or 5-minute speech. Heck, that was worth the $17.40 just to get to go and tell all them what you really think about the situation of where we're at. And I didn't hold back any punches on the Republicrats, which I said openly, and the two-party, one-party system, and the fact that the politicians are in the pocket of the banks and the corporations. Trust me, out of the 17, I was the only one that was shouting that out at these get-togethers. Plus, then there's Tea Party events where you can go and give speeches. And everybody else, I mean, I thought that you were supposed to go and give a speech that told what you think is wrong, how things need to change, what you stand for, what you oppose. I mean, my rat card on the front told just a little bit about me, and on the back it had what I strongly oppose and what I strongly support. That is not how it's done. The opponents, they show up and they talk about themselves endlessly, and you know, they're all pro Second Amendment. We could get that out, but well, by golly, that's about it. They're you know, they're a really nice person. Never really getting into much of anything like meat of the issues, except me, because that's the only way I knew how to do it, was to show up and tell what I really thought. Here's the other thing. Not only, you know, do you get that opportunity to go and speak your mind at all these events, but you also get a ton in this situation, a special election. You know, it may have it a little bit different, because this was a strange thing, 17 people running in a special election. But you also get a ton of press coverage. What I mean is, they send you questionnaires, you fill them out, and I mean, I would fill mine out saying, you know, the politicians in Washington, D.C. have made an absolute mockery of our immigration laws. They're too incompetent to manage Social Security, the post office, the VA hospitals. I mean, I really got to, and nobody else did anything close to like that. So, I mean, Charlotte Observer, Greensboro News and Record, Salisbury Post, Rhino Times, all these different newspapers. And that's what I was doing it for, was to try to take the message. You know, sometimes on RBN, and I mean, even we discussed this, the callers discussed this, that we feel like we're all preaching to the choir. We're all on the same page. Not quite all of us, y'all don't, if you've not read my email, but the majority anyway. We're on the same page. We feel like we're preaching to the choir. This, to me, was an opportunity to take the message, a much different message, to people that would never let me come and speak. I've put out, how many times have I said that, you know, I'm available for patriotic speeches? And, you know, even the what was it? The March Against Monsanto criticized, didn't invite me back because they said I advocated violence. Hey, newsflash, I advocate violence, okay? Violence does fix things. Why do we go to war if violence doesn't remedy problems? I'm an advocate of violence, okay? I've never said I'm not an advocate for violence. Why does people act like they're surprised when I say I advocate violence? How do you solve problems? Some problems take violence to solve. I don't understand why that's hard for people to wrap their mind around. Look at history. But anyway, I don't want to get sidetracked. So you have this opportunity to get all this various press, newspapers, TV, radio, a lot of it too, in this situation, where I was able to really put out information that would have never, ever been put out across the airwaves, except for this situation. So, I put this out. I start the campaign. No money, rest assured. I mean, they should wrap me in a straitjacket just for having done this, to spend money that I don't need to, that I can't afford to do this. which is what my whole activism since 2008 has been a continuation of me continuing to spend money and fight this fight in spite of the fact of how futile it looks so much of the time. But I couldn't have it any other way. I knew if I was ever going to try to do something like that, I'd never have this opportunity again with 17 people running and a super low voter turnout. So you get to go to all these different events. You get all this various press. You ultimately have to hire a CPA to manage the reports. They're so complicated and you're afraid you'll get them wrong. And I did have some people that donated and tried to support the campaign. Absolutely. I was able to buy 200 signs, and we bought 2,000 rack cards. We bought 5,000 business cards. We printed, and some people, we printed our some of our own flyers. We done our own mail out. We wasn't able to, you know, hire anyone or have a slick brochure. I hand signed probably 2,000 that we mailed out. Me and my wife sitting there writing labels. Brian's parents, a few people. A few friends that got involved, and actually, you know, we done the mail out. We did this like it was done probably 50 years ago, because I knew I was never going to be able to buy television advertising. I would never have anything like that kind of donations at all. So we had to. So me and my wife, and thank God she was there to dress me, and you know, if any of you really knew me, my hair stands straight up like Kramer on Seinfeld, and I don't really care, so it just the way it is. But so she got me, you know, looking good enough to go to these events, and I thought it was important to look sharp. You know, you're going to go there, you're going to take your message, you're going to be different, you're going to tell them like it is, you're going to be forceful about it. You need to look. You don't need to, you know, come up in there and look like you're not taken seriously. So we start. I mean, I went to flea markets, car shows, bluegrass events, beach music events, you name it. I would go and pass out information, shake hands. Everywhere, anywhere, as much as I possibly could. And I did a 30-minute weekly radio show. Had to buy the airtime. That's the rules. You can't even commentate a basketball game if you're a candidate. Without bringing in equal airtime rules. Learn some about that. Okay, when you engage in this, you find out there's these professional political candidates. I never knew this, so I'm sharing it with you in case, you know, because if I hadn't have took part in this, I wouldn't know this. Just from the outside looking in, I wouldn't have known this. There's people that just run. They have somebody backs them. I'm sure it's probably some Zionist organization backs these candidates that are just, they just are paid losers. Really, they join in. Sometimes they're not even in the district. They join in. They're very sketchy, and they run constantly. So some, you know, so there was some of that. I'm not going to get in the weeds on that too much, but I'm just saying, watch some of these races. You'll find these. I looked into the history of some of these people, and absolutely. That's what they do. They make a living out of it somehow. You know, someone should investigate that. But anyway, now we're coming up on a break. When we come back, I'm going to play a 7-minute speech that I made. And I'm playing it just so you'll get a flavor for what I went out and talked about. I'm sorry.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
On the alternative media, Farron in the studio. We'll hold the video and we'll play the speech after this break, since this is a short segment and I want you to hear it in its entirety. And then after the speech, I'm going to let the cat out of the bag about how this whole election unfolded and how the winner came about, because it really is a perfect insight into the control and the manipulation of the political system, and how it is utterly hopeless for regular people, even when the situation comes about in almost a miracle fashion, where a regular person could possibly win or at least do well. How the powers that be come into play. We've all heard it before, but I had to pull up and I had to get a front row seat at it. You know, I thought my strongest probably attribute going into this would one be my knowledge of government, political affairs, the recent history, you know, National Defense Authorization Act, how the Federal Reserve really works. You know, I pretty well, you know, I know my Constitution fairly well. I mean, we had people running in this that they wouldn't be able to tell you what is another name for the first 10 amendments to the Constitution. They wouldn't be able to tell you how many amendments there is to the Constitution. They wouldn't be able to tell you an enumerated power. Okay? But no press shows up and asks any real questions. Trust me. That's why, you know, when you look at the mainstream media, when you look at the sickening, sad press coverage in this country, and the fact that these dumbed-down, ignorant fools in this society believe that BS, and they do, trust me, because I met them while I was doing this out here campaigning. I met these insane lunatics that support Hillary Clinton. I met these depraved homosexuals. That this society in which we live in is so corrupted, it is unfreaking believable. And they're dumbed down to the point that it's, this society is dumbed down and so superficial and so humanistic until everything that we're going to get, and I believe we are, because I do not believe that Donald Trump's going to be the next president. I hope he is, and, you know, we'll give it a whirl and hope for the best. But the Jews and the Zionists have had so much control over this country for so long, they will crash Donald Trump's plane before they don't give us the shill. I will stand amazed if Hillary, the shill Clinton, is not the next president. And I met some of these morons that believe that Hillary Clinton should be the next. They live. It's not a figment of the imagination. It's not a media creation. There is some out there that stupid. And there's a lot of them, too. There's a lot of them. Oh, you saw how many people was trying to support Ted Cruz. I mean, my God. This opportunity that came about that put me out there. I'm a homebody. I really don't go that far. I don't care to. I hate being out in the population. So depraved and filthy and crime-ridden and sickening to even look at makes me about regurgitate just to walk up into Walmart, okay? That's where I'm at. But this gave me the opportunity to go out into, a lot of places that I would never, ever have been, and it was a great education. It was a great education. Oh, yeah, I'm more jaded than ever, more pessimistic than ever. And because of this, I was doing some local radio, coming down to talk, I wouldn't talk about Zionism and that kind of thing. So that blows their mind too bad. They can't handle that. But trying to explain the Federal Reserve, trying to explain false flag events, trying to explain the two-party, one-party system, blah, 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 blah. Last Saturday, a week ago today, I quit. I quit doing that because that's how hopeless it is in this area. Anyway, that's how dumb they are. That's how stupid they love. They have Stockholm syndrome. They're in love with their enslaver. And I just couldn't take it anymore. So, I can stay at home on a Saturday morning with my beautiful wife rather than waste my time. All right. That's where I'm at with that. But the other thing is, having the opportunity to do this and go out to all these different places that you would never, ever, ever go, and they would never, ever, ever, ever listen to me, but they did and was really nice about it. I mean, I almost act like they appreciated it at times. I hope that, maybe somewhere somebody took the opportunity to investigate and say, well, hey, why was this guy, why was he so harping on the Federal Reserve or some of these other issues? We're coming up on the break. When we come back, we're going to play the speech. I'll tell you how the whole thing wrapped up. We'll get into some news and phone calls. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron. Back in moments.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Studio saying, I am a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist. Now, I wanted to set this up just a little bit. This is during the campaign. I'm going to give a speech at a Davidson County Tea Party event. These speeches, the crowds ranged. I mean, some of the bluegrass events, some of the bigger events, into the hundreds of people. Some of these events were not near that large, but a lot of them were pretty large. I mean, spoke to some pretty large crowds. And then after the speech, I have to share with you what a 91-year-old veteran told me. So I'm putting that out there now so I don't forget. And so here we go. Here is the speech. It's a little bit long, but I want you to get the grasp of this is the kind of information I was sharing. So this is me speaking at the Davidson County Tea Party. Go ahead, Sam.
As hopefully most of you know, if you're following the campaign, my name is Aaron Shuffer, and I've been a self-employed small businessman since age 21. And that's something I'm really proud about. If you think about that, here in America, I've been a self-employed small businessman since age 21. From 1988 till 2010, I owned a custom car and truck accessory business in Iredell County. And since 2011, I've owned my hometown Christian radio station, WDSL, in Moxville. I'm a father, and I'm a husband, and I'm a citizen. I'm not a politician, and that's my slogan. And actually, that slogan was given to me by a listener. One of the things I've never been able to address, for the sake of time, to share with an audience, is the fact that I've did a radio show for the last 8 years on several radio stations in this area covering national news. And during that time, I've interviewed Virginia Fox, Senator Burr, Kay Hagan, Elizabeth Dole, Ron Paul. Actually, I interviewed Chuck Baldwin when he was running for president on the Constitution party. And it's really given me an education to see how broke Washington, D.C. is. Also, during that time, I've been an activist. I've been involved in the Fed protests, marches against Monsanto. I've been to Bilderberg to protest twice, 2008, 2012. If you don't know what Bilderberg is, go home and Google that one. And I put together the biggest protest downtown Statesville for Tea Party activists that downtown Statesville's ever seen, and maybe will ever see. And I believe that people that want to run for Congress to represent the 13th District, they need to show an understanding of the situation in which we find ourselves in with Washington, D.C. Now, having covered the news for the last 8 years, all of you people in this room, we've got a lot of things in common. All of us want a balanced budget. We want the border secured. We want a vibrant economy. But election after election, year after year, we don't have that. Why is that? Everybody in this room knows it is insane that our borders is wide open. But yet they are. Why is that? I want to tell you why. It's because we keep discussing the symptoms, but we don't diagnose the disease. Well, friends, tonight I'm going to diagnose that disease for you. And that disease is the fact that we're governed in Washington, D.C. by a bunch of sellout traitor career politicians that have sold out we the people. And until we address that fact and come to grips with that fact, it's the gosh darn thing going to change. Friends, I'm running for Congress because I truly believe that we're at war. We're at war with the liberals. We're at war with the progressives. We're at war with the Republicans that are Republicans in name only. And we're at war with those who want to destroy our Christian values, that want to destroy our conservative principles, and they want to destroy our European heritage. Nobody ever talks about the fact they are trying to destroy what this country was founded on, which is our European heritage. These career politicians, they kneel at the altar of high finance, they kneel at the altar of special interests, they kneel at the altar of Wall Street, and they prove time and time again that they don't care about middle-class America. These same politicians only pay useless lip service to reining in the debt or doing anything about our economy. And now we've got a federal government that has proven itself to be too incompetent to manage Social Security, to manage the Post Office, to manage our VA hospitals, to manage our foreign policy, and they've made an absolute mockery out of our immigration laws. Now, the reason I wanted to have a podium was I wanted to show you a handout. This was from the Washington Examiner. Drudge Report ran the story last week. ICE releases 19,723 criminal illegals, 208 convicted of murder, 900 convicted of sex crimes into our population. This is traitorous. Our servants have become our masters. And it's high time that the people wake up and see the sad facts in which we're living in. Now, right here, same Washington Examiner this week, over 120 languages spoken in Nashville schools now. That is a result of our broken immigration policy. And guess who's going to be paying for that? You, the taxpayers. You know, we're over $19 trillion past bankrupt. We go $3 billion a day in the hole. That comes to $100 million an hour. Have you ever had anybody put it to you that way? That is complete madness. We've got over 45 million Americans on food stamps. We've got over 30,000 veterans, as I speak right now, homeless, sleeping in the streets. More than half of all of the students in public schools today are so poor, they qualify for subsidized lunches. Walmart is now our largest employer in this country, and we have a trade deficit of over $500 million. I want to read to you tonight from the Declaration of Independence, July 4th, 1776. When a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evidences a desire to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. I say it's high time that we send some new guards to Washington, D.C. for our future security.
There we are.
I am pro-Second Amendment. I am pro-Constitution. I oppose amnesty. I support building a wall. I oppose policing the world. And I fully support term limits. Our founding fathers adamantly opposed a central bank. Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution gave Congress the right to coin and regulate our money. But since December 23rd, 1913, our Federal Reserve Bank came into being. Our dollar's lost over 90% of its purchasing power. They create this boom and bust. And until we address the Federal Reserve, we are never going to affect true change. Do you ever wonder why the banks keep getting richer while the middle class is evaporating? There's absolutely a correlation, and politicians won't talk about it. Because they're in the back pocket of the banks and the corporations. Why is that so hard for everybody to say out in public? We are being sold out. It is just that plain and simple. Taxation without representation, people, is tyranny, and that is absolutely where we're at today. We need drastic change in Washington, D.C. We need representatives sent there to actually fight for the hardworking middle class, not lip service Republicans and Democrats, no more. I am a staunch supporter of the Second Amendment. I believe the only thing standing between us and true tyranny right now is our guns.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I say we never, ever let our rights to bear arms be infringed. And we have drifted so far from a constitutional republic. We have got to return to sound governing in Washington, D.C., from the federal to the state to the local level. And I'm asking for your support to go and fight on your behalf against those who are sadly, but successfully, they're destroying us from within. So if you've really had enough with these sellout traitors in Washington, D.C., if you're really fed up with seeing your children handed a lower living standard than you've enjoyed with our borders wide open and our debt skyrocketing, then I'm asking for your support. Because I don't have PAC money. I don't have a big staff. In fact, this is the epitome of a grassroots effort. We got signs, we got cards, and that might be all we go with. But you know what? We're doing it the old-fashioned way. And if this is truly a battle of ideas, of what's best for this country, then we'll win. But if it's a battle of who's got the most money, and who's got the most fat cat friends, and who's most entrenched in the GOP, well, then I might get it handed to me. But you know what? We're going to give it a fight, and we're going to give it a real fight, because this country is on its knees, and we are in a true fight for the heart and the soul of America. And I would love to have your support and your help to make it happen, because I believe this may well be the last real election to affect any real change in this country.
All right, there you have it. And you ought to see the people's faces if you go to these events like a Reagan dinner. I didn't even know what a Reagan dinner was. They get together, they have a Reagan dinner, big fancy place, whatever. And a lot of retired representatives, retired judges. And you get up and you give a speech like that. You look up at the crowd and, you know, while the others would be speaking, they would be drinking their coffee, talking, playing with the phones. When I would get up and speak and give, and that's, I said something like that at everyone, similar. You could hear a pin drop, but the looks on their faces was, you know, just almost like utter shock that someone said these things. It was a very interesting. I found it fascinating. As I always find, human nature somewhat interesting, at times baffling, but I found it really interesting to go out and give these speeches at these different events. And a lot of times when it would be over and I would be at the back handing out my rack card or whatever, at some of the events, the men wouldn't even make eye contact, wouldn't even want to take the rack card, even if they could just throw it in the trash or whatever, but they just didn't want to have anything to do with me at all. Their wife or their women would, a lot of times they would take it. I marveled at that. I'd talk to my wife about it. I'd be like, what do you think about that? Isn't that weird? I know what it is. It's because they're such gutless, neutered, not even real men, that when they hear the speech like that, they're in such shock because they know they're part of the bunch of sellout traitors, I guess, that they don't want to be associated with someone that would even say these statements publicly. But I got to tell you, before I go on any further, I had went to a veterans, a place where veterans gather. It's a great place. I'm glad it's there. And when I went in, there was some older gentlemen sitting around at a table, and this lady was the granddaughter of this elderly gentleman. I sat down beside of him, gave him my rat card, and she had told me that he was part of the Manhattan Project, a very well-learned, distinguished gentleman, but he was going to turn 91 the next day. He's 90. He's going to turn 91 the next day. I sit down beside of him, give him my rat card, and he reads it. We don't speak for like 3 minutes or so, four. He reads the front. He reads the back. This guy's turning 91. And I talked to a lot of gentlemen there that were, in their 70s and 80s. They didn't talk, nothing like this gentleman did. This gentleman turned to me, and with a voice clear as a bell, if I was listening to it and putting a face to it, it would have been a 25-year-old. Very articulate, well-learned 25-year-old. What I'm saying is the voice didn't sound like a 91-year-old man at all. And this man told me, he said, "Son, what you're trying to do is commendable. It is utterly useless. What you're trying to do won't change anything. Even if you're elected, it won't change anything. This country is doomed." That's what he told me. It took me back. It shocked me, really. One, the way he said it was such, forcefulness and such youthfulness. And he elaborated. He went into how this country doesn't deserve to have things changed with the way this country runs and operates. And I tell you, I was really taken back by the statements that he said to me. I mean, it was so crystal clear. And I mean, I've thought these same things. I've had these same feelings. I have them. I have them every day. I don't know that this country deserves to be saved. I'm not certain it deserves to do anything except just continue spiraling down the road to decay and depravity that it so loves to embrace. But I marveled. And I've thought about that man every day from that day to this one. So now, let's move forward. 17 of us was running. Career politicians, attorneys. There's one guy running that's never run before. Comes from a very wealthy family. At the beginning of this, when we started doing speeches and stuff, I wrote him completely off. But a political action committee that spent millions of dollars against Donald Trump, spent millions of dollars, or at least a lot of money. I'm not sure the exact amount, but they were Jeb Bush supporters in Florida. A Club for Growth comes into the area, cherry picks their candidate, which is the gentleman I'm speaking of. The guy that's never run before, comes from a wealthy family. And they pour in excess of $700,000 into a primary election. Okay? Now, I can just about count on my hands the people that donated to my campaign. Probably could count them on my two hands. I've not tried, but let's just say. But I was even kind of surprised at the kind of money that I was able to raise. I haven't looked at the actual numbers, but it's probably less than $10,000. And I was surprised that, you know, I was able to raise that much money. But anyway, so a political action committee based in Washington, D.C. comes into the area. They cherry pick their candidate. And you can't watch TV. You can't watch YouTube. You can't do anything without you get this commercial for this particular candidate. It's in the mail every couple, and it's $6,000 to do the mail out to all the registered voters or whatever, Republican voters in this district. $6,000. They're doing one or two a week, just pouring money into it. Now, At first, people had told me that that's how the election, but I thought, hey, isn't it a debate of ideas? We're coming up on a break. We'll wrap it up on the other side. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron. Back in a moment.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out. That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove these dangers and odors. It's with a computerized Wave ventilation unit that reduces moisture and expels pollutants.
We replaced our old dehumidifier with the Wave unit, and in only 3 weeks, our basement is dry and the musty smell is gone.
Wave ventilation requires no maintenance, no buckets of water or filters, and costs only pennies a day to run. Breathe better, live healthier with an affordable, no-maintenance Wave ventilation unit. Call 888-618-WAVE, 888-618-WAVE, or visit mydryhome.com, mydryhome.com.
Ride the wave, Wave Home Solutions, for a healthy, comfortable home.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
alternative media fan in the studio saying, give me liberty or let's give you death. And it may take me past top of the hour to wrap this up, and then we're going to take phone calls. So everybody just hold on. But I've got a few news items I want to get into. But so, okay, political action committee comes in, $770,000, or at least over $700,000. I thought, hey, it's still a debate of ideas. I'm going out to all these events. I'm doing, I'm speaking everywhere they'll let me go and speak. I had lots and lots of people. Hey, thank you for somebody's finally doing it. Somebody's taking the fight to them. Blah, 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 blah. Everywhere I went, I'm going to vote for you. Oh, yes, yes. Lost by a landslide. Okay. Lost by a landslide. The candidate with the money won by a landslide. And look, I didn't even go into this thinking that I would win. I told everybody that knows me that, you know, chances are I won't win, but I'd like to try to do good, you know. And so I did the whole what you're supposed to do thing. And for all those years doing radio here locally, and people would come up and, oh, you know, you should run for office, and boy, we really need somebody that wants to get in there and fight. All of that was hot air. People do not mean what they say. People are liars. And someone does try, like I tried to do, get involved and take the fight to them. They will not back you. They will not go out and vote for you. They're fearful of being associated with someone that is that outspoken, someone that publicly says they're looking for a fight. Because of HB2 here in North Carolina, when you go out and you publicly say, hey, you know, I think as real men, we should never let our wives and our mothers and our daughters go in bathrooms with perverts. How about that? You know, we're not even real men if we allow that. Well, then you get the whole big gay crowd all upset. You know, they're hating on Facebook, which is, I didn't do Facebook before this, and I could not wait till it was over so I could quit doing Facebook. Let me tell you something. I got better things to do with my life than to put every mundane, boring aspect of my life on Facebook like everybody else does. More power to you. Knock yourself out. I couldn't care less. I haven't even looked at it since. I think I did look on June 8th just to see whatever, you know, BS was on it. But I couldn't care less. I can't do it. I can't do it. I know a lot of people advocate that's the way we're going to wake up the masses with Facebook and Twitter, whatever. Maybe I think some people are doing good with that. And more power to you. I'm not knocking you. I'm saying it's not for me. Not for me. I can't do that. I would rather read a book, live life, whatever. Those of you that can fight that battle, if you're fighting it for me, I appreciate it. You know, and maybe like Daily Stormer, you know, he does a great job with stuff like that. So I don't in any way don't want to be critical because I think he does a great job. All right, we're coming up on the top of the hour break. When we come back, few things I want to add here, then we'll go forward. You're listening to the Alternative Media with Farron. Back in a moment.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long.
In June, that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
This